HKX Mobile. KM4HKX, KB4CBA. How you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing pretty good, Dave. How are you?
I'm just sitting here trying to find something to watch on the television. And I got some tennis coming up later on. I had a 4:30, but that got changed, and then but I got a 6 o'clock game, so at least I get to play one match tonight.
For day for tennis for you, isn't it?
It's kind of slow. I was planning on playing two matches, so it'd have been 3 hours of tennis. I played two yesterday, and but I tell you, at my age, when you get up in the morning, your back reminds you that you played 3 hours of tennis. I believe you me, it takes me a minute to get going.
Mine reminds me of all those years of working on cars when I get up now.
I was telling, I think it was Alexander and Glenn were listening, and or we were talking, and my son-in-law, one of their vehicles had a dead battery, so I went over there and jumped it off, and it had, I think they killed it earlier in the summer, and it's been there a long time, so I wasn't surprised when it bit the dust, but I had to stand there and watch this guy from AutoZone, or Advance Auto, put it in, and he was prying on it with a screwdriver, and oh god. I was like, dude, don't do that. You know, I just wanted to say something, but I just kept my mouth shut.
Dude, sometimes though, isn't it?
My son-in-law, he was standing there. I hope he didn't see the blood running out of my mouth where I was biting my tongue.
Yeah, every day when I go in some of these places.
When you've installed as many batteries you and I have, you know how to do it. This guy, not so much. They ought to be taught the proper way to do it and to extract the old ones. But anywho, I'll probably go over there and redo it. he tightened down, you know, it's got that long 8 millimeter or 5/16 bolt in it. It has a plastic thing that clamps the battery down, and he tightened that thing down, and he went to shake the battery to see if it was tight. Well, I expected it not to move, and the battery rocked back and forth a little bit, and I just didn't say anything. But, you know, a loose battery in a battery box will shorten the life of the battery.
Batteries are very susceptible to vibrations.
So, he just needs another turn or two, but I guess he just didn't want to, I guess he thought it was tight enough, but anyway. And c'est la vie. At least it started. I mean, oh, me. I tell you. And it's a 2007 Edge, and you know, I'm trying problems they've had, but I don't think they've had much of a problem with that vehicle at all, and I'm really surprised for the age of the car and the miles that they put on it. It just doesn't, it hadn't given them any trouble. It doesn't have any oil leaks, and it's doing a great job for them. I'm glad.
In there, or if it could have the 3.5 in it, depending on what year, those were pretty good little engines.
The 3.5, and I did have to put a valve cover gasket. Well, I did both of them, but the one on the back side was leaking, and right in the corner, and of course, you got to take the upper intake plenum off to get to it, but and I think I went ahead and replaced the spark plugs while I was there. But anyway, but really, other than that, I mean, you know, you expect stuff like, you know, alternator, you know, have some AC problems, maybe electrical problems, something. I mean, you know. Water pump, I mean, something needs to go out, but hey, I'm not complaining.
Like I said, those were pretty good little vehicles right there. Didn't have a whole lot of problems out of them.
Yeah, we drove it. We bought it used from Fairway, and we drove it several years. It was our main mode of transportation, because I had a Mustang then. I had a 96 Mustang, and so GT. So anyway, it's not exactly a family vacation car, but the Edge was nice. I mean, for us, I mean, you know, it was a family car, and we took many, many trips in it.
I'm glad you're enjoying this, giving you good service. Like I said, that was a pretty good platform right there.
Sure, they've been.
It's been pretty quiet today. Had a couple of shops that were closed, and don't know why, but they weren't there, so I didn't roll on. So I'm getting done a little early today, but I'm not going to complain about that either.
Wow, that's interesting. Close on Wednesday. Well, you know, back when I was a little boy, and that's been, we're talking 60s, 1960s, probably late 60s, my cousin and I were, I went down to Georgia to visit him and his family, and we were walking up this long road. We walked at least a mile or so up to the top of the hill to the store, and we were going to get us a drink and a, you know, Pepsi and a candy bar to tie us over until supper. And we got there, and the store was closed, and he said, "Oh, I forgot it's Wednesday." And I said, "Well, what do you mean it's Wednesday?" He said, "Everything closes at noon on Wednesday."
And that's a much simpler life when it was closed on Wednesday and closed on Sunday.
Everybody went and bought their gas on Saturday, you know, filled up and all that, you know, because you couldn't buy gas on Sunday, and, you know, you did your grocery shopping on Saturday and clothes shopping, whatever you needed, you know, you did it on Saturday, because if you worked all week, because that was the only day you had to do it.
And then there was certain things you couldn't buy on Sunday at all.
Days are gone forever, I tell you. Oh, me. And I don't really remember when they started opening on Sunday, but I think those were called the Blue Laws. I'm not sure why they got that name, that color, but anyway. Oh, me. My wife took off down to Somerville. My daughter and her husband and our grandson are moving back to Greenville. They've already sold their house down there. They've already bought one up here. And I think they're moving this weekend.
I bet you'll be glad of that, having them back home where you're close and you can go play with that grandbaby all the time.
Yep, yep, yep. I just, I was over at my other daughter's house, my younger daughter, and kept the two younger grandsons. I got a 3-year-old, and, well, he'll be 4 next month, and then about a 1.5-year-old, and so she had an office party, and she didn't have anybody to keep them, so I went over there, and then we did the, when her husband got home, we did the battery thing for the Edge. He didn't know it, but I just followed him up to Advance Auto, and so I came walking in, and he had to walk out with the guy to let him in the car. So while he was gone, I looked at the lady at the counter. I said, "Did he pay for the battery?" And she said, "No." And I said, "Well, I'll go ahead and pay for it." So when he walked back in, I handed him the receipt. I said, "This is your Christmas present."
That Dave Cable 4HKX. My grandfather called.
Hey, do you need to go?
No, I'm done. He's off the phone now. He won't talk long on the phone. He hates it just like I do.
Yeah, my wife's like that. Of course, I think she, when she was working, she was on the phone all the time. So, you know, I guess if you're on the phone at work, you don't want to be on your cell phone when you get home.
You have to use the phone all day long. That's the last thing you want to do. Kind of like working on cars all day, and the last thing you want to do is come home and work on another one.
You know, the mechanic's car is always the last one to get work done.
Usually the case. That or his wife's car.
Yeah, at one time, I was trying to count the cars that I was responsible for. I had my two cars, both my daughter's cars and their husband's, 246 cars, my mother-in-law's, that's 7, my parents, that's 8, 9. So I had 9 cars that I was responsible for keeping on the road at one time, plus my motorcycle.
I remember those days, and all of them were very unhappy with me when I told them that now that I don't turn wrenches for a living and I'm selling tools, I am not working on your car.
I bet that went over good. Oh, me. Well, I would go with my mother-in-law. She'd go, she always had her oil changes at the dealership, and I'd go with her. She always wanted me to go, and they were always trying to rip her off. They had extra charges on the invoice, and I'd say, "Well, what's this charge right here? And what's this right here?" And they go, "Oh, I don't know. Let me go check. Oh, well, we double charged you for something." And then but they didn't know what the other thing was, and they'd take them off, and you know, she'd save, you know, like $50, and but she would have paid it if I hadn't have been there. I mean, it's just crazy, and that seemed to happen about every time we went for an oil change. So, or something, you know, and so they had rotate her tires and try to charge her for it. And she said, well, I didn't ask you to rotate my tires.
We didn't get done either. I used to kill me working in a dealership watching guys do that. I'd say something to them, trying to charge people for stuff they're not doing. It was just ridiculous.
Well, when I first went to work, well, I won't mention the dealership, but anyway, there was a technician there, and this service manager told me this. He said, he told him that the car needed brakes, and so he came and got the brakes from parts, took them back there, threw them in the trash can, and backed the car out and gave it back to the customer and charged them for a brake job.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've seen things like that happen also. And then the 30 and 60K toilet bowl flushes, as I used to call them.
Yeah, I know. I mean, those are really a joke. I don't know. It said, I can't remember what all it said, the wording. Something like realign the chassis and something like that, and made it sound like you were doing a heck of a lot of work to it, and there really wasn't much to it at all, but then they would charge them, you know, for it, and of course, it was basically a glorified oil change.
And then what I was talking about with the 30 and 60K is those, the BG and winds and all that stuff. I mean, it was that mechanic in a bottle.
He did the BG stuff at John Finger. All those coolant flushes, power steering, the brakes. Fuel, you know, fuel injection cleaning and throttle body cleaning and all that. And, so, it was interesting. I don't know if you've ever seen, a test where they, put a drop of 93 octane fuel on a white saucer and light it and let it burn, and it leaves a sooty residue on the saucer. Have you ever seen that done?
I've seen that done, and I've watched that go right on in the dealership.
Sad thing is, you would think that premium gas would burn cleaner, and you know, people put it in their cars. I hope mainly because some cars require it, but then you get all that soot in there. You need to have a fuel system flush and that upper intake flush. About every 30,000 miles to keep that soot from building up.
KO4 HKX. Yeah, that was probably the one BG flush that was actually worth it, in my opinion. Because it actually did something to actually help the vehicle.
Yes. Yes, true, it did. seen some guys, instead of doing the flush, they just poured the BG products in the tank and backed the car out. So, anyway. Well, I guess that's enough of that. People are probably listening going, dang, I'll never go to a dealership. Oh, me. In fact, I can remember I had one of the air hoses come off of one of those tanks, and it blew all the BG product right in my face. Golly day, stung my, I mean, not only my eyes, but just my skin. It was just like, I don't know what was in that product, but it would definitely hurt if it got on your skin and got in your eyes. I was washing my face and flushing my eyes out, and it was unreal. And then I had to go to parts and get another can. They weren't real happy about it.
And you weren't real happy about it blowing up your face either, because that stuff is nasty when you get it on you.
And, you know, you don't have time to react, because, I mean, by the time it comes out, it comes out so fast because of the pressure, it's emptied the container by the time you react to it, so you've gotten it all before you can even move to get out of the way.
It's about as bad as the oil drain buckets that you pressurize to push it out, and then you forget to close the top and it blows it out the drain there. That's a bad day.
We never used any of those, but I can imagine. I've had a few times where I forgot to empty mine, and I wound up pulling a jet clamp it right there in the stall.
Well, like the Valdez, just run aground.
I had to get out the oil dry and all that mess, and then I was doing a transmission flush one time, and one of the lines came off, golly day, I mean, you know, a ton of transmission fluid, I lost a ton of it before I could get that hose back on and or turn the machine off. I can't remember which one I did. And I'm just glad I was standing there when it happened, because if I hadn't, it would have been all over the shop.
It went 16 quarts of training fluid, because that's what those machines held.
You had to use 16 quarts for a 12-quart transmission, so figure that one out. But anyway, I guess that's the way it had to work, but it had that bladder system in it. But it worked good. I mean, it flushed all the fluid out. I'd say it got probably 99% of it out, and it was nice and bright and red when you got through. That was one flush that I didn't mind doing. Did a good many of those. Well, I'm gonna jump out of here, and I think it's about chow time for me. And I'm gonna eat now, and then about an hour from now or so, hour and a half, I'll leave to go to play tennis.
Have fun, enjoy your tennis match, enjoy reminiscing about the crazy things you see in the dealerships, and I'll say 7-3s because I'm getting ready to pull into my next place here. I got to make a delivery this afternoon, KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3s, Dave.
You take care out there, and hope you have a good rest of the day. 7-3s. KM4HKX, KB4CBA, clear.
Carolina, I just put a external speaker on this radio here in the truck. You're the first person I've talked to on it. It sounds like it's going to sound pretty good, better than the speaker that's in the radio.
Tom, they're a little quiet. What about you out in North Carolina up there?
Just south of Hendersonville, down in Tuxedo, Green River, right here on the South Carolina line.
Oh, yeah. I'll be heading that way shortly. I live in Brevard, but I'm coming up out of Greenville on 25.
Well, you know Green River Road, you know, that goes up to Reason Over. I'm up Green River Road.
Oh, yeah. I know that road well.
You two need to check to see if you're related, KN4VWA.
Nobody asked for your opinion.
Hey, South, how y'all doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good, Steve. How are you?
Hey, other young man's name in there? Michael Steve, KO4BXE. I feel for you, Michael, having him living that close to you.
Yeah, with Steve Hush.
Oh, me. Well, you two carry on. I just wanted to say, hey. Have fun. I'll talk to you again soon. KN4VOBA. Carry on. Clear.
Hey, Steve. Have a good afternoon. What kind of radio you got?
Yazoo 2980 in the truck here.
I'm surprised you can hit the repeater from there.
Repeater here. It's, I can hit it. This is really the best repeater that I can get from the house here.
On the other side of the mountain from you, I live down in Penrose, Little River Valley.
Get over Pinnacle then, don't you?
Yes, sir. Home, you'll lose the repeater on 25 right there at Bob's Creek.
I guess I don't talk on it a whole lot. I listen a
lot. Michael, you just dropped out on that one.
Yeah, the wind's blowing like crazy here. Boss Creek.
Now, Michael, you're in and out of the repeater. I can't make out what you're saying.
Yeah, I moved a little bit. I don't know if that made any difference.
Thanks, Michael.
Hey, you can sit in the same spot and talk 1 minute and not the next.
It is for me at my house also. How's your license, Michael?
I guess I've had them about a year, but I don't talk a whole lot. I listen a whole lot more than I talk. Normally, I got kids in the truck, and it's hard to talk with them chattering, too.
I'm on here quite a bit because I'm usually in the truck by myself. I run a tool business down here in Greenville, but I live in the Little River Penrose area.
I got licensed about a year ago. The primary reason that I got licensed was You know how it is here. When the power goes out, there's no communications out of here whatsoever. so I decided I'd get licensed just in case.
Blame me. I got my license this past September, so I've had mine just a little over a year. And I got mine for pretty much the same reason. That, and I spend a lot of time in this truck by myself.
Well, it seems like this speaker's gonna work a lot better than the radio speaker.
Good. Did you mount it up behind the seat, or where did you mount it?
Well, I hadn't yet. I'm trying to figure that out as we're talking. I don't know where I'm going to put it yet. The cord's not quite as long as I hoped it'd be. Of course, it's just a $14 Amazon.
You can mount it somewhere around the dash where you can hear it and aim it at you anyway.
Yeah, I'll find a place.
We're getting on here more often. There's quite a few guys on this repeater here, and they're all good guys, so jump in anytime. I'd be glad to have you around. And then there's Annette at 9 o'clock tonight. If you want to jump on it, you'll get to meet a lot of the guys that way.
Yeah, I need to. I like I said, I do need to. I need to use it more than I do. I got licensed, and honestly, I thought I'd use it a lot more, but I put a radio in my truck, and then I put one out here in my little shed, my little barn, and I catch myself listening a whole lot, but I don't do a lot of talking.
Listening pretty big, a lot myself throughout the day, but on the ride home and down the mountain of the morning, it's nice to have somebody to talk to.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is.
Your kids?
Well, I got them spread out. My youngest is 4. And then I got a little girl that's 6, and I got a little boy that's 8, and then I got a boy that's 23, and one that's 25.
Wow, you do have them spread out.
I had to keep somebody around to mow grass all the time.
I can't blame you for that.
I got 2 older boys from my first marriage, and then my 8-year-old is my biological son, and then we adopted 2 kids out of foster care. That's been they've been a blessing. So I got 5 kids total.
Thank you. It's always nice to see something like that happen to kids that are having a hard time.
Hello. People say that they're lucky, and I disagree. I think I'm the lucky one to get them. So.
That's probably what makes it work for both of you. You know, if you're always aggravated about getting them, you're never going to be happy.
You said you got a tool business. Is that like a Snap-on tool kind of thing, or what?
Different brand, Matco tools.
Darn, we need to be buddies.
I'm here about every afternoon.
You never have enough tools, is what I've been told.
Fishing to see who's got the most when they die.
Now, do you go up and hit 64 and go home?
No, I go up and I park my truck at a buddy's shop down on Upper Road behind Cracker Barrel, and then I cut across on Canoga in my personal vehicle.
All right. Well, you go right through Laurel Park then, don't you?
Where was that again? I didn't make it out.
You go right through Laurel Park then, right?
No, Laurel Park's on 64. Canoga runs on the other side. Right along Pinnacle Mountain.
You run Canoga all the way out to Penrose.
Roger that. Once I get on Canoga and Crab Creek, it changes to Crab Creek at the county line, but I've always just called it Canoga. Where are you living, Michael?
I'm a police officer.
Thank you for your service. I know that's a tough job.
appreciate it. I've been doing it a long time, so I'm looking to retire. But I told you I had two older boys. One of those is a police officer there in Hendersonville, and the other one's a fireman there. So they're the ones I worry about because they're just getting started. They got a long ways to go.
Sure they do, and let them know I appreciate what they're doing.
I definitely will. I appreciate that.
Several friends in law enforcement and the fire departments, and got family too, and that's a tough job.
Well, I have to say, I mean, it's been a good career for me, but here where we're at in this county, they take care of us, and people here like us and appreciate us, but I got friends in other places, and I probably would be looking for something else to do if I worked where they did.
Yes, sir. I don't see how they do in these big cities. I just don't see how they can tolerate it.
I feel sorry for them boys, because they put a lot of time and effort and want to help, and then they work for administrations that definitely don't have their back.
Truth, and then the public's against them too.
Well, you can kind of expect that a lot of times, and you can go into it knowing that a lot of times that the public might not have your back, but you at least expect your administration to, and when they don't, that's when it really gets it gets hard to stick around.
You work for the Henderson County Police Department or Sheriff's Department?
Police Department.
Because I got a friend that transferred over from Transylvania County to Henderson County Sheriff's Department.
They've got so many new people now at the sheriff's office. There's a lot of those guys I don't even know anymore. Used to know everybody, but not anymore.
It's a shame what's happened to our little small towns because they're not small towns anymore.
Tell me your name again. I forgot. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. It's Patrick.
Patrick, I'm going to jump out of here. It's sure been good talking to you. You be safe on your way home, and I appreciate you hollering back at me. I'll get on here and holler at you again. I need to put one of these in my patrol car where I can talk a lot more while I'm working. But you have a safe trip, KO4BXE. I'll be clear on you.
KO4BXE, I believe it was. This is KO4HKX. It was a pleasure talking to you this afternoon. 7-3s, and have a good afternoon.